This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There was an interesting moment in tax policy in the debate last night. The candidates were asked this question.
Good evening. My question is, what specific tax provisions will you change to ensure the wealthiest Americans pay their fair share in taxes?
Mr. Trump got first whack at the answer. Here's how he started.
Well, one thing I do is get rid of carried interest.
Interestingly enough, that might be the only place that Mr. Trump and Secretary Clinton agree tax-wise. The carried interest exemption, as it's known, is a favorite of private equity types and hedge fund managers. Marketplace's Annie Baxter explains what it's all about.
The term carried interest may be a bit confusing. You might wonder, what is the interest at stake? What exactly is it carried over from? And am I going to have to do math? But it turns out the origins of the term are refreshingly easy to understand.
The idea goes back several centuries to when sea captains would carry cargo on behalf of business people to foreign ports and sell it.
Donald Marin is a tax expert at the Urban Institute. He says a ship captain used to get a cut of profits for transporting goods safely.
That was his carried interest for carrying the cargo to the foreign port. And the basic principle has kept that name ever since.
In today's world, it's more like captains of industry we're talking about. The managers or general partners of private equity, venture capital, and real estate funds. Doug Shackelford is a tax professor at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill.
The general partner is the one that's going to be helping manage these companies, provide knowledge, expertise, etc.
So, like the ship captain who got his special cut of profits, the general partner is rewarded for expertise. His or her so-called carried interest is taxed as a capital gain at a top rate of about 24%, instead of at the higher rate for ordinary income, like the rest of us pay. But many experts and politicians question, isn't expertise just like work?
To what extent are they really workers who should be receiving wages and salaries for their expertise?
And should those fund managers then be taxed at income rates as high as 44%, way more than capital gains tax rates? I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.